quick observation, and I thought of this yesterday, and it's interesting. I thought that I saw this actually as a story in the Detroit News Online this morning. I was in a store yesterday, and, you know, we're getting close to Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stores have those fireworks on just, you know, you can buy and have fun in your backyard. And I was in a store where it's usually the mild fireworks, you know, the emits showers of sparks or, you know, sparklers or things like that. Not like some of those that you can buy that, well, now are legal in the state, you know, the firecrackers and the shooting ones that other people buy too.
Yeah.
But I was walking and looking at the shelves and I'm like, man, these fireworks shelves seem kind of empty this year. Well, considering that most communities have
don't have fireworks. People are planning to stock up and do their own.
And the Detroit News had an online article this morning talking about that, of course, focusing on the Detroit area. But the news talked to Bruce Zolden, CEO of Ohio-based Phantom Fireworks. That should be a recognizable name because they got stores throughout the Midwest, including in Michigan. And he says that when we opened stores, we saw an overwhelming demand for fireworks. Sales are 200 to 400% higher than last year.
People are getting in the mood. I can tell you that because I had the windows open last night, trying to go to sleep.
Uh-oh.
And somebody in the neighborhood, not real loud, but they played the national anthem over and over and over and over, and I finally went to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, they must have just been in the mood. Or
okay.
Maybe they're practicing to sing at a game or something.
Well,
I don't know.
I suppose for all the other things that I've seen, I thought you were going to tell me you had all kinds of loud fireworks.
No. Well, this is just subtle.
For all the things that you had to hear, I suppose that's not the worst thing.
Yeah, that's not the worst thing.
And then some people already said they've been hearing fireworks for a long time. Of course, this year, fireworks, after some changes from lawmakers, it's legal around the Independence Day holiday. Says here that local governments have to allow private fireworks displays starting June 29th until July 4th, each night until 11:45 p.m. And if July 4th falls on a Friday or Saturday, which it does this year, that also extends to 11:45 p.m. on July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an extra day of explosions. Yes. So. But, yeah, like I said, just an observation I made. Maybe you've made the same observation, folks, that you've seen. If you're into the fireworks, we usually get some of those backyard kind ourselves to have some fun with. Also, another thing I never thought about this when it comes to the sales of fireworks. In the story here, it was talking about how people that now have some extra cash because of the stimulus checks, they figure that that's also helped people who are spending a little extra on some of those fireworks displays.
Going to blow off some steam.
Yeah,
right?
Well, and they got a couple of people here quoted as, you know, spending upwards of $1,000 or more.
Wow.
So that's some that's some serious fireworks displays there, folks.
Just be courteous and clean up afterward.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Don't leave the things in the street or wherever you set them off.
Or for those who shoot those off in the sky and end up on my roof, come and get them, please, okay? You can go up there. Go ahead. I don't need to go and retrieve it myself.
Just hope you don't have a fire from it.
Was it Bay City since the cancellation that they were encouraging people to?
Yeah, they were encouraging people. I think they call them cakes. You can buy 3 cakes for $100 from Wolverine Fireworks. And they were encouraging people at 10-12 on the 4th of July all over Bay County to fire them all off simultaneously. So you'd have the community coming together as a whole to have a fireworks without actually bringing people together in a park to put on an aerial display.
Which sounds cool and neat, knowing that people are going to celebrate Independence Day, although I know for a lot of people who don't like fireworks, certain people that, especially veterans we know sometimes, or pets.
And a lot of people who don't know how to handle them, so
yeah. Oh boy.
McLaren, be ready.
let's hope everything is safe this year, but anyway, it's coming up soon. Like I said, just an observation there.